Okay, so I hope you're really enjoying this tribute to Brother Barry today. You know, one passage that certainly comes to mind that I know Brother Barry would want read is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. So I'm going to read that right now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. In verse 13, Paul tells us, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words," as you flip to Philippians real quick to go along with this. Comfort one another with these words. Brother Barry is asleep in the Lord. All of your loved ones that are saved are asleep in the Lord. And here's what they have to look forward to in Philippians chapter 3. Okay, verse 20. "For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." And watch this. "Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself." That's why we can comfort each other with these words that the Apostle Paul wrote to us that Brother Barry loved so much. Enjoy the rest of our tribute to Brother Barry this morning.